せーの、ジェバレー。
ようこそタビリンガルポッドキャスト
へ。Welcome everybody to the タビリンガルポッドキャスト。So we saw the gorillas at Mugahinga Gorilla National Park, and we got dropped off by Aaron at Lake Bunyoni.
Lake Bunyoni.
So this whole region in Central East Africa is known as like the Great Lakes region.
Mm.
There's like Lake Victoria and other big, big lakes. And because we were doing Mugahinga, we did our research and we saw this Lake Bunyoni that looked really cool because there's tons of islands that we could visit as well. And so we found this kind of like eco lodge, I guess. Mm.
NGO が
やってた。 Yeah, it's like an NGO that runs it. It's on one of the islands on Lake Bunyoni called Buyona Amagara. And it's like a proper, it's like half camping, half like vegetarian eco lodge, I guess. Mm. But yeah, it was pretty cool. There's like Lake Bunyoni is also really famous for the birds, I guess.
Mm.
またね、鳥あんまり興味ないテルミさんですが、
あなたもでしょ？見てよ。
でもめちゃくちゃいた。
めちゃくちゃいた。いろんなのが。
And we kind of like woke up with the sunrise because our room was like half outside in like a hut, which is kind of cool. And then it was like half inside. So we stayed there for 3 days and we just kind of chilled. We ate at the cafe there, we read books and kind of recharged. And also the mainland of Lake Bunyoni side, there was like a huge market on one of the days, but ね。
うん。ね。これはね、写真をちょっとアップしていくので、それを見てもらえればいいかなと思うんだけど、そのロッジのちょっといい部屋を取って、目の前が湖になっていて、部屋というかもう半分は、
なんだ、ハット
、ハット、
うん、英語ではハット、
ハットっていうか半分あのオープンエアになっていて、もうほぼベッドも外ですって感じの場所にあって、
はい、
でも朝起きると鳥がね目の前にこう集まってきてたり、
日の出とともにね、
うん、鳥の声で起きるっていう
贅沢な、はい、めっちゃうるさかった
うるさいっていうな
贅
沢な時間でしたね。
はい。You wanna talk about the history of Lake Bunyoni?
え、その全体のヒストリーはちょっと分かんないけど、
うん、
その周りにある島、
うんうん、
まあ何個って言ってたっけ、
There's 29 islands?
あ、29だ、そうだそうだ、
うん、
の島がそこに一帯にあって、でそのうちの、まあ、一つ有名なのが多分パニッシュメントアイランド、
パニッシュメントアイランド、yeah.
そのパニッシュメントっていうのが、まあ、昔の話だけど、女性が結婚する前に妊娠してしまったら、その島に送り出されてしまい、まあ、そこで暮らさせられるっていう、まあ、儀式みたいなものがあったんだよね。
暮らすっていうほどの大きさでもない、マジで超ちっちゃい、
本当にちっちゃい、
だからもう本当に何だろう、お仕置きでそこでもう何、もう死刑だよね
みたいなもんだよね、うん、
なんもないもん、
うん、
タイニ
ーだけど、どういう人たちが買いに来るって言ってたっけ、
貧しい男、シングルの男たちが救いに、救いなのかもらいに来る、
うん、なので割とそこで結局死んでしまう女性はそんないなかったって話だよね、
多分、
うん、一人だけ泳いで隣の島まで行ったっていう人いたよね、うん、妊婦さんなのに、うん、
So、うん、yeah, there's like 29 different islands in this lake Bunyoni, and there's one that's probably the most famous is called Punishment Island, where women that get pregnant beforethey're wed, are banished to this tiny, tiny island with nothing. It's just like grass and like one tree. And they're banished to this island to pretty much die with their baby. But then the poor like farmers or poor men, single men that are in the area that cannot find women for themselves, they come in like in quotations, rescue these women, I guess. They take them in because they can't find women otherwise. And so I think not many people actually died on that island. But there was actually one woman that escaped and swam, even though she was pregnant, to the next island, which is bought by a Japanese company.
So, company だった?
Japanese person, so they call it Japanese island.
それ面白かったよね。
If you're the person that bought this... 日本語の方がいいか、はい、
これを買った日本人の人が
これを聞いてたらコメントぜひください、
うん、しかもそんな古くないって言ったよね10年前ぐらいの話、
But it's called Japanese Island、
はい
And then there's the biggest island、
うん、
And on that island there's a high school for like kids, orphans or I guess it's like a public high school as well. And there's like a boarding school there as well as a hospital. Like a women's hospital and there's like the general hospital that serves all the villages around the area. And we asked why that hospital is on that island and not on the mainland where all the people are. なぜでしょう?
それは、もう何百年前だ
よね。いや、100年前ぐらいじゃ
ん。100年前ぐらいか。に、ハンセン病がこの島で流行って
で島っていうかそのエリアでね、
うん、でその人たちを隔離するためにその島に病院を作った、
うん、
なのでメインアイランドだとそれが移っちゃうからわざとその島の中に病院を作った、
うん、
って言ってたよね
So they about I think the early 1900s this area saw a huge increase in the cases of leprosy which plagued the area and a lot of people suffered and died. And so there was a doctor from Scotland, I think, Scotland人の、はい、医師がそれをその状況を見て he saw the situation in the area and he was like, we need to do something about this. And so he built the school, or so he built the hospital on one of the islands and not on the mainland so that he can isolate the disease since leprosy is very, very contagious.
Mm.
うん、すぐ感染してしまうので、あえて、そう島の方に、うん、He built the hospital there to isolate the disease and they were able to eradicate it in like 50 years or so かな、
うん、最後の人たちが亡くなってしまった、うん、そのお墓はすぐそばにあったよね、
うん、Yeah, and there's like a graveyard there for the people that passed away and then they since then they moved the hospital to the other side of the island and where the hospital used to be it's now the school where you can visit and stuff like that and so we found out all about this because we did a boat tour and we had a guide so we canoed in these traditional wooden boats for like 4 hours and I paddled for like 4 hours too which is really actually relaxing. It was really fun. The water is really calm and it's like normal transport, you know. These people transport between the islands using these boats.
そのね、ツアーをやってくれたカヌーを漕いでツアーをやってくれた彼は妹たちを毎日学校で、ね、
yeah,
それで運んでるって言ってた
よ。Yeah, he takes his our guide Desan.Dasan, he's a young guy, he's like 26. He takes his kid, takes his siblings to school every morning in these wooden paddle boats. Of course, yeah, there's motor boats around, but they're expensive. And so, あれ、ボートいくらぐらいでしたっけ?
100万シリングだから。
They're like $400 maybe? To buy one of these, 400...
10万円ぐらいなんじゃん日本円で言ったら、多分。だけどそれすらもねやっぱ買うの大変なので。
And so yeah, he took us to like the main market one of the days, which was really cool. They sell everything there. They bring things from like the big city to sell to the village people around the lake, and then like they kind of like trade. And so they buy things, and then they buy other things with that money, and it's like a pretty cool ecosystem. They sell goats and like pigs and stuff and then like fruits and clothes and electronics and all these things and it happens once a week on Fridays?
Yeah, twice.
Twice? Twice, okay.
Twice,
okay. And we had some nice lunch there as well. Sorry, the first day I forgot to mention, we tried like their local drink made out of sorghum, which is like a grain. And like, it's like, tastes like it's fermented. It tastes like alcohol, but it's not. And we tried like the local drink that everybody drinks there. It's pretty crazy.
なんだっけ、火を置けば置くほど甘くなるんだっけ、
うん、
なんだけど私たちが飲んでたのはまだすごい酸っぱかったから、
あ、違う、
逆だっけ、
逆
逆か、時間を置けば酸っぱくなるんだ、なんかかなり酸っぱかったので結構あの熟成されたものだと思うんだけど、ハニーを入れたって言ってたけど全然酸っぱかったよねそう、でもあれを飲みまくるとどうやら酔っ払った感じになるらしく、そんな感じしたよね、本当に、お酒っぽかった、
いや本当にっていうところと、they actually have an island where there's like wildlife, like antelope and like zebras and stuff. And we got to see a little bit. We didn't get on the island because it costs extra money, but we like canoed around it, which is kind of fun. But yeah, it was overall like a really relaxing few days. I think that we needed after traveling through Africa for almost like over a month now.
Yeah. Yeah, あんまりね、白人の人はいたけど、日本人とかアジア系の人は
ほとんど
いなかったので、おすすめです。
はい、
ぜひぜひ。
ぜひ、if you want a relaxing lake experience in this Great Lake area, ぜひ、Bunyoni Lake in Uganda おすすめです。ということで、please follow us on tabi.lingual on Instagram, like, follow, share our podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Radio Talk.
はい、tabi.lingual でインスタグラムやってるので、そちらでもあの画像とか気になる方は見てみてください。
ポッドキャストは？
ポッドキャストはやってます
やってるよね、これ聞いてんだから
それ聞いてくれ、ラジオトークとかやってます
とか、や本当に適当